You're listening to SBS News.
A Ukrainian plane has crashed shortly after taking off from the Iranian capital Tehran, killing everyone on board. Authorities say the Ukrainian International Airlines jet was flying to Kiev with 167 passengers and 9 crew members from several countries on board when it crashed. Debris and engine parts were strewn across a field around 10 kilometres from the airport as rescue workers with face masks retrieved bodies of the victims. Volodymyr Semenchenko is Vice President for Grounding Services at Ukraine International Airlines.
Now the names of the passengers are being confirmed, but according to preliminary information, there are 167 passengers and 9 crew members on board. Out of the 167 passengers, 2 are Ukrainian citizens. Other passengers are citizens of Canada, Iran, Germany, Sweden, and Afghanistan.
Many of the passengers are believed to have been international students attending universities in Canada, who were making their way back to Toronto after visiting family during the winter break. The crash is among the worst loss of life for Canadians in an aviation disaster. Payman Parsayan is a member of the Iranian community in the Canadian city of Edmonton.
There's no real words for it. It's devastating. We lost about 1% of our entire community on that flight. People I knew personally very well. Every one of our community members was touched in one way or another when that plane went down.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the country is shocked and saddened and is vowing the government will work to ensure the crash is investigated thoroughly. Ukrainian Foreign Ministry official Maxim Kovalenko says a commission has been specially created to investigate the incident.
Ukrainian representatives from our embassy are in the field in Iran and are liaising with local emergency services. If it is necessary to cooperate with the Iranian side during an investigation, the relevant departments will make the decision on this.
The disaster occurred hours after Iran launched a missile attack on United States forces. But the Iranian military has disputed any suggestion the plane was hit by a missile. Iranian aviation authorities say they suspect a mechanical problem brought down the Boeing 737. Ukrainian officials initially agreed, but later declined to offer a cause while the investigation is underway.
The plane was manufactured in mid-2016. It was received directly from the Boeing factory and was not used ever before. There was no rebuke regarding the plane's technical condition. The last check was conducted on January 6, 2020, and there was no rebuke. The plane was in good condition. We have not got any comments from the crew, neither when they arrived in Tehran, nor before the departure.
Major global airlines have rerouted flights crossing the Middle East to avoid danger amid escalating tensions between the US and Iran. Ukrainian Prime Minister Oleksiy Honchuruk says all of the country's airlines have suspended activity in Iranian airspace until the cause of the tragedy becomes clear. He says as soon as the causes are identified, the decision will be reviewed.
Of course, we will demand that this investigation is conducted as transparently as possible, so that all international and public organisations that could ensure or strengthen trust in this investigation are involved.
Under international rules, responsibility for investigating the crash lies with Iran. A spokesman for Iran's Road and Transportation Ministry says it appears a fire erupted in one of the plane's engines and the pilot lost control of the plane. But Ukraine International Airlines says there is little chance the crash was caused by an error from the flight crew, given their experience. Iranian state television says both of the plane's black box voice and data recorders have been found. The semi-official Mehr news agency has quoted the head of Iran's civil aviation organization as saying it's not clear which country Iran will send the black boxes to for analysis of the data, but it will not give them to United States authorities or Boeing. Amy Hall, SBS News.